welcome back to the Sam T Blues Review. And joining me now is Addy McDaniel, whose debut solo album, After the News, came out earlier this year, and you can find that on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, pretty much anywhere music is sold, and we're going to be playing some of that here on the show in a little bit. Addy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. Happy to have you here. So I really like your new album, After the News. It's really great. And I know most of the songs were written by Tom Searing. Am I saying that right?
Yep, that's right.
Wonderful. Kind of drew you to his lyrics, personally.
Well, actually, the first project we worked together on was the Strange Angels Elmore James tribute album. And he had approached me about singing some of his other work, and kind of thinking in along the same lines or in the same world as that dark and dreary tune. So Tom's lyrics have a lot of pathos and are thematically really center around loss, and I think I was most drawn to that. It's the same reason why I love blues music so
right.
much. There's just this inherent sadness and kind of melancholy. So yeah, that's kind of what drew me to that.
You mentioned all the loss and the grief and all these themes in your album. They've been present in blues music pretty much since its inception. I mean, you know, do you think it's
yeah.
important to kind of explore these maybe uneasy feelings in music, and why?
Yeah, I read once that blues can't be sung without a full heart and a troubled spirit, and I love that so much and really resonates with me. All of my favorite singers have that kind of depth to their instruments. It's what makes it music interesting, in
right.
my opinion. It's you can feel that, you know, the sort of raw, authentic experience. You can take something that's broken and painful and make it into something beautiful. And to me, that's what one of the ways music can be so powerful and why I'm drawn to singing.
Yeah, I think it can be kind of therapeutic as well, just to kind of get that out of your system and sing it, instead of kind of letting it manifest.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at the origins of blues in particular, obviously singing and playing was a survival mechanism, and in a very different way, many artists today, including myself, continue to go to this music as a form of healing or release. And for me, writing and singing has definitely been something that's helped me through some difficult moments.
So was blues music, was that kind of what you were growing up with, or do you have a few other influences?
Yeah, there was quite a hybrid, a lot of variety in my house growing up. I'm very grateful for that. Some of my favorite singers are Billie Holiday, Nina Simone, Ray Charles. I actually grew up listening to a lot of Keb Mo as well. He's one of my favorite voices of all time.
Oh, yeah,
I feel
he's
like
great.
When I listen to him, he just makes my heart smile. So getting to sing on an album with him was huge. That was a really big deal.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit. That was Strange Angels, part of a tribute to Elmore James. And how did that come about? I know you mentioned Tom Searing had something to do with that.
Yes, I had known Tom. He had asked me to be a part of it. I was incredibly grateful to be, you know, on this album with so many incredible musicians. And while everything was recorded separately, I was just so moved by some of these performances, and it was just a huge honor, and I felt really grateful to be a part of it. We recorded in Boston. We tracked everything live with the band, which was something I'd never done before. I'd always tracked the vocals on top of instrumental, so that was really quite alive and exciting in a very different way.
Yeah, and I love the original version of the song from Elmore James, but I mean, I think you did something really, really nice with that. You just put your own spin
on
it.
I appreciate that.
I really, really enjoy it.
So Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So I was reading a little bit about you, and I know you went to a performing arts high school, and you studied music in college. So it kind of seems like you always kind of knew you wanted to go into music, right? Was there ever a plan B?
Well, I think from a very early age, I was writing sad poetry and had a very sort of dramatic streak, was always really moved by music and theater performances that I had seen. And it kind of felt there was like an inevitability to it, like I didn't have a choice in the matter. I was going to have to express myself in this way and be a performer in some capacity. So, yeah, it sort of felt like it was the path. I was destined to do this.
I'm very happy for you. I'm happy for all of your success, and wish you the best of luck. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. You have a good one.
You too.